You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Dr. Jaron Jorgensen, Director of Choral Studies at SOU and Music Director of the Rogue Valley Chorale. Welcome, Dr. Jorgensen.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be back.
Well, tell me about the Rogue Valley Chorale.
Yeah, so the Rogue Valley Chorale is what we call a community chorus. I mean, we're a true civic organization. We're a choir based out of Medford, and we're actually Medford's longest running musical ensemble. This is our 53rd season here in the Valley. And we are, it's a really beautiful smattering of folks from all around the Valley. So we, our memberships represents, you know, all the towns in the Medford area, as well as even as far as up as Grants Pass. And they are music hobbyists and music lovers of just choral singing. So we've got teachers and lawyers and doctors and baristas. It's a really, really nice diverse group of experiences and abilities.
So how many overall?
We typically have about 80 on every concert, and we do four concert sessions a year.
Okay, so obviously that requires practice.
Yes, yeah. We meet weekly every Monday night up in Medford. And like I said, these folks are commuting from far and wide. It just goes to show their real love and passion for what it is that we do.
How do you find this talent?
We do auditions three times a year, basically between fall, winter, and spring. And it's just kind of, it depends on who shows up at our doorstep every year. We've got folks that have been in the chorale all 53 years, as well as brand new singers on every concert. So it's a mixture of beginners and veterans.
Okay, well, you sent us some clips. And so what I'd like for you to do is to set it up so that our listeners will have an understanding of what they're going to hear. One was, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, so this is actually a recording that's a tradition of ours as a part of our Home for the Holidays concert. We do it every year, and it is the Home for the Holidays, I mean, it is the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas story set to song. It's a real fun tradition.
Okay, let's take a listen. Tell me about that piece.
Yeah. So that is in a choral arrangement verbatim of the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas story. So the whole song takes about 10 minutes, and we've picked it up as a bit of a tradition that we do every year at our big holiday concert in early December. And it tells the entire story. It's a very inventive arrangement, and every year we do it, the kids and the families in the audience, I can always feel a palpable excitement. They sit at the edge of their seat, and they're just laughing along. There's whistles and sleigh bells that happen throughout the song. So it's a really imaginative musical telling of an old classic.
So it's not just a song, it's a performance.
Yes, exactly. There's a visual element to it as well. There's some movement and there's a solo, a great tenor solo. So we sort of pick a different tenor soloist every year. It's a big deal. Like, who's going to sing the solo this year?
Okay, so let's take a departure from the Christmas and look at another audio clip or listen to another audio clip. And this one I cannot pronounce, so I'll let you pronounce
it. Oh, yes. This is Betelehemu, which is a traditional African carol set to a choral arrangement by Wendell Whalum and Barrington Brooks.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a fun one. There's a little percussion you could hear there in the background. And actually, I was one of the drummers playing the djembe on that song. That is a song that's done within the chorale every, I'd say, like 3 to 5 years, just because it's always a favorite for both audiences and singers alike. And in that particular recording that was taken from a few years back, we were also joined by the Youth Ensemble, which is our high school choir that's a part of our organization I'd be happy to talk about in a little bit. But we will be performing that song on our holiday concert again this year. It's time to put it back in the rotation.
When you listen to those songs, what nuances that do you hear that we probably don't.
Well, in that song, the hardest thing about that song is if you could see a video of it, there's also some what we call choreography. There's like clapping with movements that have to be timed really carefully, and it can be tricky, especially with such a large group, to get all of that to sync up, both the voices and that in that particular song, the tempo changes from slow to fast and slow to fast. So just that coordination with those changes with that many bodies when you got multiple choirs together can be tricky.
So you use the term choral,
yeah,
and chorale, and then there's choir.
Yes.
Help me understand.
Yeah, I mean, they're all essentially the same. The Rogue Valley Chorale is the original adult chorus, which is actually just one of four choruses in a larger nonprofit organization called the Rogue Valley Choral Association. So the adults, the chorale, but then we also have the youth ensemble, which is the high school choir I mentioned earlier, which is led by Katie Jose, who's a relatively recent alumna of SOU. And then we have Cantare, which is our middle school-aged choir, and that is directed by Helen Barrett. And then finally, the children's chorus, which is exactly what it sounds like, about third through fifth grade choir led by Jerry Flock, a longtime music educator up in Medford. And so the terminology is just mostly preferential. Usually a chorus kind of implies a larger group. A chorale can mean anything. Chamber choir is a smaller group. It just kind of depends on who you ask.
Okay. And how do you find the youth talent?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So they also come from all over the Southern Oregon, the Rogue Valley, and they rehearse on Thursday evenings. So these are really dedicated students that are outside of their regular schoolwork and all the other activities going on. They go into Medford from wherever they live to rehearse weekly, and they host auditions twice a year, just like the adult chorus. And the three directors that are in charge of those ensembles sit in on those and decide who's ultimately going to join them on any given concert.
Well, I know the schools are constantly recruiting athletes, and,
yeah,
you know, for their sports and AAU and traveling and so on and so forth. How do you make sure that some subset of the population of students learn about this opportunity?
Well, you know, visibility is key. And so the directors of the youth choirs are really great about doing outreach and engagement and getting the students to go sing in schools or to advertise at various concerts or school functions that are happening around the valley throughout the year. And then, you know, interviews like this, just being able to spread the word to the public. It's all about visibility.
My guest is Dr. Jaron Jorgensen, Director of Choral Studies at SOU and Music Director of the Rogue Valley Chorale. Let's take a listen to another one of your audio clips.
Please.
I think this is Brahms' Requiem.
Yeah.
Tell me about Brahms.
Oh, Johannes Brahms. He's a romantic German composer, and this is sort of considered his magnus opus, his greatest work. It's a traditional requiem in the sense that it is intended for repose of the soul. But what makes this one unique is that it's not liturgical. So the text is in German as opposed to traditional requiem, which would be in Latin. And it's really not for the person who has passed away. It's for those of us left over. And it's one of those works that classical music lovers and choral nuts just love. And it's always a pleasure every time you get a chance to perform it.
Okay, so the word requiem does not come up in casual conversation.
Right, yeah.
What does that mean?
Traditionally, from the Catholic tradition of a repose for the soul, so when someone has departed, it's a true belief that the Requiem Mass is an important rite to allow the soul to pass into the next realm. And there's lots of requiems that are absolutely intended for that purpose that really do serve a religious function, but this is more of a concert work.
Okay, let's take a listen. What do you hear?
Oh, man, the lush, romantic sound of the strings in there. And that's one of the more famous choral movements. A traditional requiem like this is going to intersperse choir movements with like solos, you know, in this case, a soprano and a baritone soloist. But here it's just all about the choir. And that's a really common movement that gets sung out of the context of the requiem. And you just hear those soaring sopranos coming out of the chorus with the strings. It's so lush.
So you sent us another requiem.
Yes.
And this is Verdi?
Yeah, this is the one we just did last year right here in the recital hall at SOU. And we actually combined with the choirs of SOU for this one.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Okay, so even to my amateur ears, these two requiems are really different.
Right. And, you know, the one thing they do share in common is that they're both less of sacred religious works intended for liturgical use and really meant for the concert hall. But that's pretty much where the similarities end. You just hear in that Dies Irae, you know, the text, the Latin text is the Day of Wrath. And I think that really comes across in Verdi's composition there. And I hear, you know, if you've ever heard a car commercial or something like that, you've probably heard that little excerpt. But when I hear that, I just listen to those strings who are working their tails off on all those fast scales. And Terry Longshore, the SOU professor, I know he was having a lot of fun just banging the heck out of that big bass drum.
He actually composed the music.
Yes.
That's our theme song.
Yep, I enjoy listening to that every time.
So how long have you been the director?
For the chorale, this is my fourth season with them. So I came in their 50th season, which was a real wonderful time to be taking over the helm at such a group in such a pivotal point in their life. So now I'm just starting my fourth season.
Now tell me about your background.
I originally am from South Dakota, and then I left there. And as one does, you know, as an academic or when you're following your jobs or your school, I went to Arizona State, lived in Tempe for a while, and then went to Connecticut and did a doctorate, and then South Carolina for my first job out of grad school, and now here in Oregon, and have sort of juggled both performing and conducting throughout the entirety of it.
Okay. So walk me through this season.
Yes. So we have – this is a special season for us because we have traditionally done three concert sessions, but this is our first time we're adding a fourth concert session. So right beginning tomorrow night, November 7th, we have our first of two performances of a concert session called All Things Bright and Beautiful at First Presbyterian Church in Medford. That's just a more traditional, what we call an octavo concert of individual choral pieces that really are a smattering of different styles and languages. Celebrating nature's beauty, love, animals, that sort of thing, based on a poem by an Anglo-Irish female poet named Cecil Frances Alexander. So that concert session is this weekend, and then we turn around right away and start preparing for our big Home for the Holidays concerts at the Criterion, first weekend in Medford. And that is with all of the four choruses of the Rogue Valley Choral Association. So that's a really fun, family-friendly concert. We sell or serve hot chocolate and have crafts for the kids and maybe even a special surprise visit from a gentleman in a red suit.
Okay, when is that?
That one is December 6th and 7th, the first Saturday and Sunday in December. They're both matinee performances at the Criterion in downtown Medford.
Okay, and what's next after that?
And then in the new year, we'll come back, and that's where that Verdi's Requiem that we just listened to is a part of a new tradition collaborating with the choirs at SOU. So that's called the Master Voices series. This year's Master Voices series is April 11th and 12th in the SOU Recital Hall. And we will be doing the theme of the concert is American masterpieces. So we've got all works by 20th and 21st century American composers with chorus and orchestra. You know, so we have like 170 musicians on that stage for that concert.
Oh, my word. That's going to take some sort
of... It's a logistical hurdle, for sure.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all the time
I understand.
Thank you, Dr. Jorgensen.
Thank you.
My guest was Dr. Jaron Jorgensen, Director of Choral Studies at SOU and Music Director of the Rogue Valley Chorale.